This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What up, what up, what up, though? Ball Hawk Show.
Yeah. If you know, you know. If you know, you know. Bricklayers in ball shorts, coaching from the side of the ball court. If you know, you know. One stop like a Walmart. We got the tennis balls for the wrong sport. If you know, you know. If you know about the carport, them trap doors supposed to be awkward. If you know, you know. That's the reason we ball for. Circle round twice for the encore. If you know, you know.
What up, 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 do? Welcome to the Ball Hawk Show podcast. I'm your host, Amon Hawkins. Appreciate you rocking with me. On this Tuesday, what's today? The 19th, 20th? July 20th? Yeah, July 20th. Yeah, I stepped away for a minute, man. Took a little bit of a break. That damn Facebook put me in jail. So, this is a recorded podcast. This ain't no live, so don't expect no guests or nobody. But I got to address something that I've been sitting back and just kind of holding my tongue. And it's about Lamar Jackson and Shannon Sharpe. Shannon Sharpe has some choice words, some advice, some harsh criticism, constructive criticism, anything you want to call it. And Lamar responded on Twitter to just everybody in general. It seemed like Shannon Sharpe took it to heart. So what I'm going to do is I'll play Undisputed. And this is from a couple of days ago. But like I said, I've been away from the mic. And let me cut my mic up. There we go. My bad. But I'm going to play some clips from the show. This was on the 15th, a couple of days ago, like I said, and share my thoughts on, is it warranted criticism? Is Shannon Sharpe getting in his feelings a little too much? Because in my opinion, I feel like Shannon does give valuable advice. But I think as much as he calls somebody like KD sensitive, I think he's sensitive in his own right. I think we all become sensitive when we feel like we were being sincere about a situation and we felt like somebody clapped back at us, even though they didn't add us or say our name. They always say a hit dog will holler. And he felt like Lamar was talking to him, and Lamar might not have been even talking to just him. He could have included Shannon and what he was talking about. You know what? Let me stop talking and let's play the clip from Undisputed and let you hear what Shannon had to say in response to Lamar.
Some kids. Lamar took some heat for his decision making, especially as his new contract looms, but defended himself on Twitter saying this: it's better to have them kids out there having fun than playing with guns and stuff. So next year we're running it back with even more fun. Shannon, what's your response to Lamar's response?
I think Lamar thought I was attacking him. I was giving him credit for being in the community, mm-hmm. going back and letting the kids see that Lamar Jackson came from a very similar neighborhood and they can get out just like Lamar did. Skip, you know, I talk about all the times that my brother going pro was the greatest thing for me because I saw somebody that lived in the very house, had the same upbringing, ate the food that I ate. He got out. Hell, I can get out too.
Let me pause that. Let me pause right quick. Why does Shannon feel like Lamar was responding to just him? You know what I'm saying? Like, this got me thinking, like, why are you taking this so personal? I'm gonna just let keep playing.
I'm not criticizing, but you know what, Lamar Jackson, you're right. I should have kept my damn.
Now this is where I feel like Shannon was KD. Like, he liked to say getting sensitive.
Mouth shut, and I normally do. I don't normally volunteer information. Normally, athletes, especially football players, will reach out to me.
Now he flexing.
Or their representative will reach out to me and say, Shannon, can you talk to such and such? Do you mind reaching out to them? I reach out to said individual. We have a conversation. I say, now your representative have my number. You're welcome to get it and call me anytime. So you're right, Lamar Jackson. I shouldn't give a damn if you get in your car and drive 130 miles.
See, this is what I don't like right here, man. You be the first one to come at KD about how he respond to fans. You be the first one to laugh at KD about his burner accounts. Because KD being petty. What you just said was petty. Because you know Lamar had the episode where he drove his car over 100 miles an hour. Well, let me stop stopping it because y'all going to get mad at me. Let me let it play through. But he getting petty right now.
Miles an hour. That's your life. That's your career. You're right, Lamar. I shouldn't care if you putting yourself at risk on a basketball court, running routes, which you are a quarterback, playing DB, which you are a quarterback. You're right, Lamar. It's my fault. I should have kept my mouth shut. Do you, bruh? Do you?
He said sarcastically. Okay. I appreciate what you just said. And obviously, when we talked about this,
I really don't want to listen to Skip.
He knows what those kids are thinking and feeling.
Hold on.
The problem with Lamar that I see from a distance is he's still got too much of those kids in him.
Let's get back to Shannon.
To respect as two guys. Lee ending his contract at some point soon, right?
Yeah.
Hold on. Shannon got something else to say.
At what?
Skip, okay. He want to keep it real. I'm keeping it real. I got to keep, you know, here's the thing. Keep it real to your family. Keep it real to yourself. I'm not saying not go back and talk to the kids.
No.
Skip, I don't know if we still got that clip of Aaron Donald. Aaron Donald did the very same thing. He's at a camp, and he's talking to this like, well, where did you get those shoes from? He said, Nike. He was like, wow. He says, I want to be just like you one day. And Aaron Donald says, no. You're going to be better than me. Hmm. Aaron Donald is doing the exact same thing Lamar Jackson is doing. He's talking to the kids. He's bringing positivity without putting himself at risk. But you go ahead, Lamar. You're right. I was out of line for trying to give you some advice that could potentially help you. Take a listen to this clip.
Hmm. Yep.
Huh? The shoes?
Yeah.
They made them for me. Nike made them for me.
I'm gonna grow up while I'm coming here.
You'll be better than me. Right?
Yeah.
He's doing the exact same thing Lamar Jackson is doing without putting himself at risk. Lamar, I'm not criticizing you for going back and talking to the kids. Guys used to do a lot of football camps. Everybody had camps back in the day, Skip. Now guys do maybe like it's golf tournaments or maybe it's softball tournaments. But that was a big thing when I first got into the league. Everybody had football clinics, and they were put on for the youth. And we got out there and we gave the kids instruction. We spoke each guy. We have Reggie White in my brother's football camp. Brad Favre, Barry Sanders. They would all come and speak positive towards the kids. Let them know that there was something greater out there for them than where they were currently.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying, Lamar. I'm not trying to criticize you for talking to the kids, bro.
And Shannon, Lamar didn't acknowledge he's on a basketball court in street clothes, in sort of street shoes or barefooted. Hmm. At one point, he just took his shoes off. And he's playing DB, and then he's running.
I know he doesn't realize it, Skip, but you remember, we used to play on artificial turf.
Yeah.
But they pulled it up because they said it was too dangerous. They pulled it up. So he's running routes on a basketball court. But that's not dangerous. Now, they pulled it up, the artificial turf for football players, because they said it's too dangerous and the injuries are occurring too regularly. Mm-hmm. But Lamar Jackson is out there playing positions that he does not play. He didn't want to play, and rightfully so.
I know.
But you know what? I should have kept my mouth shut, Skip. I keep my mouth shut moving forward.
Well, I think it's interesting to point out that both of you guys are really just looking out for him. This has nothing to do with him being involved in the community. So we appreciate your words there. And we're going to revisit the Giannis Black.
All right. So here's my thoughts on this situation, because folks asked me to talk about this. First of all, Shannon Sharp is the OG. Shannon Sharp's constructive criticism or feedback comes from a good place. So I just feel like he might have jumped out the window of getting defensive. I don't think Lamar was coming at him. Because last I checked, Undisputed wasn't the only media outlet that went at Lamar Jackson about running routes and playing defensive back on a asphalt basketball court with kids. We don't know who Lamar was responding to. We don't know what was the tip that broke the camel's back, whatever. And I just don't like how Shannon Sharpe felt like he had to be the person to set Lamar straight based off a tweet. The same way he said guys usually reach out to him. Like, here's my thing. Here's why I don't understand, man. I really do not understand this. A lot of these OGs, how come you guys feel like you got to be front street of correcting the young players? Like, you always got to win the argument. Like you just said, maybe I should have kept my mouth shut. I don't think you should have did. I shouldn't. Right, like, I felt like you responding right here is not a good look. Like, you acting like the guys you joke all the time. You're acting very sensitive because, again, I could see if he at Shannon Sharpe. Like that, like how you took the high road when KD came at you and you blocked him and you just said, you know what, I'd rather speak to you off this platform. Why would you come up on your platform to really go at Lamar in this way? And here's the thing. That's not out like we don't see other professionals playing basketball or doing things with other celebrities on YouTube. I'm going to just leave it at that. I ain't going to drop no names. I'm just saying. Oh, case in point. Because it already took place, and we said, don't do anything that could jeopardize you getting hurt and this and that. The way of thinking is just seems like we moved the fence, right? So Lamar's on a basketball court playing DB versus some kids. When he's not going full speed, but yeah, it's a risk you can get hurt, right? He runs a route. He could pull a hamstring. He could roll his ankle. Anything can happen, right? And you're absolutely right. Don't put yourself at risk. When it came to DK Metcalf running the 100 meters, right, versus other professionals, everybody made it a spectacle, was intrigued. He ended up running the 10-3. Did anybody ever say, yo, he could get hurt? You putting yourself at risk? And maybe Shannon did, but I don't remember if Shannon came out and said, yeah, bro, you shouldn't do this. You could hurt yourself. You could blow your hamstring. I don't remember that. Like I said, if he did, I stand corrected. But you can go on YouTube right now and you can see NFL players playing in the Drew League. You can see NFL players just working out and they run the risk of being injured. I just feel like some of our prominent African-American analysts seem like they go out their way to always one-up an athlete who's just using Twitter to share their frustration. Because Lamar may have felt like he made a mistake, but it's like, damn, can I live? I just felt like Shannon was being super petty right there, bro. For all the things he joked KD about, he was KD right there, in my opinion. And I'm not saying he didn't drop some jewels about running the risk and how it perceived by the brass and your contract is coming out. Which, by the way, we should be talking about how Lamar Jackson, as of today, I think he still does not have an agent. I could Google that right now. I think his mom, according to NFL, Felicia Jackson, mother and manager. Yeah. So his mom, Felicia Jones, is basically his manager and has acted as Jackson's de facto agent. That's what we should be talking about. Lamar Jackson negotiating his own contract extension, how he's breaking the status quo, how he's showing you guys like, yo, if you a big name, you don't need an agent. You can do it on your own. It's possible. Not knocking guys who have an agent. I got an agent myself. But if you know they're going to come looking for you, you know what I'm saying? But you got people that's knocking him right now for not having an agent. Pat McAfee, it's a lot of pressure. Unbelievably difficult. The stakes are incredibly high because if you lock yourself into a bad deal, you could cost yourself tens of millions of dollars. Unless you just look at the last person. Usually how the quarterback contracts work is, what did the last quarterback get? I want more than him. That's usually how it's been negotiated. Look at the last quarterbacks that have been signing. They've been one-upping each other. Remember when Goff signed and then Wentz signed and then Wilson signed? Then Aaron Rodgers signed? And then Mahomes signed? I hope I got the order right. But we all know it's one-ups. One-ups. Hey, what did he get? I want that. That Prescott, what you get? What's your annual? If you really think it's hard for Lamar Jackson to negotiate his own contract, then you just stuck in the mud. I know my worth. I'm worth what the last quarterback got, straight like that. I'm young, too. The market says I could get that. I could at least get that. That's how it's working. What's the problem is. But to go back to Shannon Sharp, bro, yeah, he was acting like he was acting sensitive right there, bro. Hit dog will holler, respectfully. Got a lot of respect for Shannon Sharp. And y'all could serve me, shut the hell up, Juice. You could be with Shannon Sharp. You could say, yeah, don't run the risk of getting hurt, this and this and that. Well, I'm going to show you how y'all was excited for DK Metcalf running 100. It won't football related. Y'all won't saying that he could get hurt. Everybody was excited about him running 100. We want to see his speed put on display. Nobody say, oh, you could get hurt. You could get hurt stretching before you go to sleep. You could get hurt doing one of your workouts. Hell, Cam Akers is blew his Achilles out. We just got to find, it just seemed like you got to find, you. I'm going to be different. I'm going to find, I'm going to look at this and I'm going to say that. So that's all I got to say on the situation, man. Lamar, you live your life. People going to find something to criticize. That's what you got to realize, man. Because you could have been just sitting back there cool and everybody, oh, you cool, you too cool. You can't get out of the kids to run around. Now you wonder why dudes don't play in the Olympics and stuff. Why should they? That they could get hurt. Why am I going to play in the Olympics where I'm contractually obligated to play for my team? Now you see why a lot of these dudes, like, I'll pass. I ain't playing the Olympics. They could get hurt. When their contract said they're going to get paid extra for playing the Olympics. We pick and choose when we tell somebody, hey, you got money involved. So, y'all let me know what y'all think in the comment section, man. It's the Ball Hawk Show. We up out of here. Peace.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.